It works. It works. Whenever we put a cause in motion, it works. We sometimes wonder if the cause is really working, but it works. Every cause we put in motion works. It doesn't matter what the cause may be. I'm a millionaire. I'm whole and perfect. I like myself. I hate you. I don't like you. Whatever cause we put in motion, good, bad, or indifferent, makes no difference. To a cause, it's a principle. And the principle carries out its activity regardless of what that principle may be, what that cause may be, what we put into our hearts. I've dealt with a number of people recently who have felt very sick in their body. And they have said that their body is not feeling too good. Their body is not feeling too good. And yet, they say they have treated every single day saying that their body is whole and perfect. They have treated every single day saying that their body is ideal, that their body is wonderful. Now, answer me this question. If you keep saying 2 times 2 is 4, are you going to come up with the wrong answer? If you keep saying the truth about yourself, are you going to keep coming up with the wrong answer? Are you going to keep coming up with the wrong answer that you are sick when you say you are whole and perfect? Well, we say we're whole and perfect so often, and we say it, and we mean it, and we think that that's what's going to happen to us. But then, little things come up and disturb us. Little things come up and shake us. Little things come up and tell us that all is not harmonious in our life. All is not beautiful in our life. Little things come up and just rattle our cage and shake our boat. And we are not sure just what to do. We're not sure what to do. But we go back to the little train. He's chugging up that mountainside. He says, I think I can, 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 I think I can. He keeps saying, I think I can. Not for one instant does he say, I'm not going to make it. Oh, I'm going to slide backwards. I'm not going to make it. He doesn't say such silly things. He says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And when he gets to the top, and he's just about to crest the mountain, he says, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. And down the other side of the mountain he goes, lickety-split. Wonderful. His choice. I know I can. If we were to spend more time saying, I know I can, if we were to spend more time saying, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, if we were to say, my ideal spirit-minded body, stop thinking about the headache you want to get rid of, or the pain you want to get rid of, or the problem you want to get rid of. Start thinking of the principle. 2 times 2 is 4. If you ever stop thinking that, what's going to happen to you? You're going to come up with another answer. Do you want to stop thinking 2 times 2 is 4? No. Does it drive you up the wall sometimes saying 2 times 2 is 4? It could. But what matters is that you are training yourself. You are lifting weights. You are training yourself to be strong. And, oh, it is not pleasant to lift weights. It's not pleasant to do those things. Except if you love the response you're going to have. If you love what's going to come from that, then you don't mind lifting weights at all. Sportsmen love sports, not because the sports wear them out, but because the sports build them up. People love things that build them up. And they're one-pointed in this. They know that if they lift these weights, they're going to get the muscle strength. They know when they say 2 times 2 is 4, they're going to get that answer. They know when they say, I like me, I like me, I like me, they will like themselves, if not already liking themselves very much. And when they say these things, when they know these things with all their heart and all their soul and all their being, when they know these things, then that's what they experience. And that's all they experience. That's all they need to know, is that they like themselves. They like themselves with all their heart and soul and being. They like themselves. They know who they are. They know that they're divine. They know that they're wonderful. They know they're fantastic. They know they're marvelous. They know that they can lift these weights. They know that they can shoot these baskets. They know that they can hit this ball and have it go where they want it to go. They know when they keep their eye, when they keep their mind steady on where they're going and what they want to do, they accomplish it. It's all a matter of being one-pointed in what you want to do, and you accomplish it. Now, can anyone do this? Sure. Can anyone do this, even not naughty people? Yes, they can. Can anyone do this, even good people? Oh, sure, they do it all the time. Can anyone do it, even children? Yes. Adults? Yes. Old people? Yes. Young people? Yes. Anyone can do it. You put a cause in motion, and that cause does not say you cannot do it. They have found that in old folks' homes, that if they will get the elderly people to lift weights just a little bit every day, that by the end of a month or so, those people feel strength that they never believed they could have. Those people can get up and walk better than they ever did before because they are building the strength within their body. They are doing it little by little. Impossible! That's what many people would say. Yeah, I'm too tired to do that. I'm too bothered to do that. No. When you are doing something that is principle and you are exercising that principle brings its results into your life. And that's all it takes to live in that perfect, wonderful life. That's all it takes to live in your ideal self and to know that yourself is beautiful and good and marvelous all of the time. That's all that it takes. When you can lift weights just a little bit, whether you're 100 or 120, when you can lift weights just a little bit, you find that you're able to walk beautifully. You're able to move beautifully. You're able to do all the things that are important for you to do. And you do them wonderfully and beautifully now. It's up to you. Are you ready to have that experience be your experience now? Are you ready to have that experience be your life now? Start exercising your mind by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. Start exercising your mind by saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Spirit, mind, and body is important, and I live is important, but in my ideal, because there we put the code of what it is that we want to experience. We want to experience our ideal self. And we experience our ideal self every time we speak the word that we are living in our ideal body. I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal spirit. I live in my ideal mind. I live in those attitudes of mind, and those attitudes of mind are expressed in my body, in my affairs, in my life. And I feel just wonderful. I feel just fantastic. I feel just glorious. But it's up to me. It's up to me to make that choice and to make that decision. And as I make that choice and make that decision, I am having a wonderful life. I'm having a wonderful world that I live in. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. All of that wording that goes around that affirmation are wonderful. All that wording is wonderful, is fantastic. But the fact that we say, I am ideal. That covers everything. That covers everything we could ever want. I like me, I like me, I like me. That covers everything. Just say, I'm ideal, I'm ideal, I'm ideal, I'm ideal, I'm ideal. We don't know what like me means. We don't know what ideal means, but we know it's good. And so when we speak our word saying, I am ideal, we are speaking the affirmation, we are speaking the cause that we most want to put into motion in our life, in every activity of our life. So today, join me in saying these wonderful words of truth. Join me in saying these wonderful affirmations. Join me in saying this principle, and reaffirming this principle is my principle, is my cause now and evermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.